I proposed a hybrid plan, which significantly reduces costs to the taxpayers. It reduces market risk for the taxpayers, and it reduces benefits to future employees. At the same time, it continues to be a package that I believe I can recruit and retain employees with. The point is, we had to take decisive action on this year, get something on the ballot, make changes, close the current plan, and have a substitute plan for future employees.
Why change the current plan?
When I came into office, we were facing a $130 million unfunded pension liability with the current plan. And that is because, as many pension plans faced in 2008 and during the recession, the investments tanked when the economy tanked. There are really two issues here. One is that we have to address the unfunded pension liability, and we have already started making steps to do that. The second thing is that we need to change the plan so that it is more affordable in the future for city taxpayers.
How does it reduce the burden on taxpayers?
Well, the way the current plan is, we have a defined benefit plan. And that means that an employee, when they are vested, they are guaranteed a certain amount of retirement, regardless of what the stock market does. We are obligated to pay that amount based on a state Supreme Court decision. If investments go down, taxpayers have to put more money into the plan. If investments go up, then that's great. You know, that's gravy. But that's why we have this $130 million unfunded liability, because we owe that to the employees. The future plan is a shared risk. It says that we guarantee for employees that make $40,000 at retirement, that have worked for 30 years, that are at least age 63, that we guarantee a base retirement amount for them, $24,000 in this case. But if you make more than $40,000 or any amount that you're able to put into the 401k side of the equation, you're at risk for that amount. So we've basically at least halved the taxpayers' risk.
What do you say to people like Mr. Johnson who say that the plan doesn't go far enough?
I have a responsibility both to public safety and to taxpayer costs. A task force looked at it for a year. We vetted it with council for a good 6 to 7 months. There were 7 city council workshops. There were numerous articles. We got a lot of different opinions, and council voted to put this on the ballot. Every 2 years, the pension issues can be considered. We think it goes far enough. On the ballot, if you're a city voter, you will see city charter amendment, and you vote for it or against it. And we're encouraging people to vote for it so that we can reduce our future costs, reduce our risk in the stock market, and at the same time be able to pay, recruit, and retain police and firefighters and our public sector employees. If we see that it's not working, that it's not sufficient, it can be changed in the future.